Ain't it funny how a melody can bring back the memory, take you to another place and time, completely change your state of mind. Lonely highway, not feeling alone, thinking back when things went my way, and not the road I'm on. Well, I've been down a time or two, but it never lasts long. I can always make it through on a wing and a prayer and a song. Ain't it funny how a melody can bring back the memory, take it to another place and time, completely change your state of mind. It can make a right from a wrong, it can make you fall in love, it can get you singing along, chase the clouds away and make the sunshine above. A melody can bring back the memory, take it to another place and time, completely change your state of mind. A melody can bring back the memory, take it to another place and time, completely change your state of mind.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first 2024 presidential debate is set for tonight in Atlanta. ABC Stephen Portnoy has more on some of the rules.
The two lecterns are spaced just 8 feet apart. The 90-minute debate will feature two commercial breaks. No staffers will be allowed on stage. A two-minute answer to each question will be followed by a one-minute rebuttal, and then a response to that rebuttal. CNN has agreed to mute the microphone of the candidate who isn't recognized to speak. By a coin toss, it's been determined that Biden will give the first two-minute closing statement, and Trump will have the last word.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation into the door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight back in January. The NTSB says Boeing blatantly violated regulations by providing non-public information to the media and for speculating about possible causes of the blowout. Pre-4th of July holiday travel, crowded time in the skies. TSA says it expects today to be the busiest travel day so far this year. This is ABC News. In August. An apparent coup stopped in Bolivia. One of the country's generals arrested after armored vehicles rammed into the doors of the government palace. Telehealth may soon be taking a step into a new dimension with holograms. ABC's Danny New takes a look.
Crescent Regional Hospital in North Texas just debuted technology called the HoloBox. It's originally from the Netherlands, stands at more than 7 feet tall, and allows doctors to visit their patients with a method a little more three-dimensional than a telehealth Zoom. This could be for pre-op, post-op, or even in the emergency room. In theory, the logistical benefit could help America's increasing problem with wait time. A survey conducted in the last few years found that the average wait time is 26 days for a new patient in certain metropolitan areas.
Three women in North Carolina have been arrested in a string of baseball bat thefts. In one case, they snatched the bats from a sporting goods store by hiding them under their skirts. The bats worth more than $6,000. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 74. It is barbecue season, and you can kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two people are dead following a crash in Pewaukee Wednesday morning. A truck driven by a 49-year-old man rear-ended the car of a 76-year-old woman who died from the collision. The truck then headed to a construction zone, hitting two workers. One of them died at the hospital, while the other received non-life-threatening injuries. One youth is dead, another critically injured after a possible drowning incident at an Oak Creek Park last night. First responders found the dead youth in the choppy waters of Lake Michigan, while two others were rescued. One of them reported to have been gasping for air is in critical condition. And respondents to the latest Marquette poll were asked about the criminal convictions of Donald Trump. Among registered Wisconsin voters, 55% agreed with the jury, which found the former president guilty of the charges in his New York hush money trial. 36% say he's not guilty. 9% say they don't know. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. The city of Mondovi is expected to remove the snow fence from atop the retaining wall on North Eau Claire Street soon. During this week's council meeting, the council did approve the purchase of 64 wooden fence posts at a cost of about $1,000 that will have cabling in between them to replace the current snow fence. It's hoped that the new fence will be installed before the end of July. Motorists in Wabasha that use Highway 60 to get to Highway 61 will be forced to use a detour due to the flooding. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has closed Highway 60 in Wabasha due to flooding between McDougal Avenue and 12th Street East. It's expected that the road will be closed until at least Monday. A southern Minnesota man has decided to take a plea deal for an alleged kidnapping that happened in Goodhue County. Investigators say a woman got into Dakarius Black's car in 2022, thinking it was a rideshare. Black allegedly wouldn't let the woman out until she asked to use the bathroom. She called the police, and Black was arrested after a chase that reached a top speed of over 120 miles an hour. Black entered an Elford plea yesterday, accepting a plea bargain while not admitting guilt. He'll be sentenced on charges of kidnapping and fleeing from police in August. Country Fest is beginning its three-day run today, just outside of Cadott. Thousands of fans are already in Cadott for what organizers call the country's largest party in a hayfield. Jake Owen is the headliner tonight, followed by Keith Urban tomorrow and Eric Church Saturday night. Online ticket sales are closed. VIP and reserved lawn tickets were also sold out. Campsites at the Country Fest grounds are also sold out. There are, however, some general admission tickets left. Expect heavy traffic along Highway 27 during the weekend. Wisconsin's Chief Justice wants to find a leaker in the court. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler called for an investigation after someone leaked a report that the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take up an abortion case in the coming months. The story was leaked to the liberal-leading Wisconsin Watch and said the high court would hear the case that seeks to declare a right to abortion in Wisconsin. The draft order denies Wisconsin's pro-life groups a chance to intervene in the case, but would allow them to file a brief. Ziegler says she's shocked that the court's draft order was leaked. She said in a statement that she has contacted law enforcement and asked for a formal investigation. Planned Parenthood asked the court back in February to take on the right to abortion case. There's no word on when arguments may come. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced $11.4 million to expand state charter schools. DPI says the investment will go toward planning and implementation for charter schools opening in the fall of 2025. Implementation for charter schools that recently opened or will open in 2024, and expansion of existing high-quality charter schools. According to DPI, a high-quality charter school must show evidence of strong academic performance, operate in a financially appropriate manner, meet statutory regulations, and demonstrate success in increasing graduation rates and other student academic achievement. More information on charter schools can be found on the DPI website. There are enough signatures to recall Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker, but no one's really sure if it will actually happen. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said there are enough valid signatures to force a recall election against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, but the commission isn't saying which district will hold the recall election. Voss, like other Wisconsin lawmakers, is running in a new district this fall. His old district, the 63rd, was erased when the Wisconsin Supreme Court said Wisconsin's old political maps were unconstitutional. The Elections Commission has till Friday to decide on the district question. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging ATV and UTV safety as the holiday weekend approaches. Choosing to wear appropriate safety gear and operate ATVs and UTVs responsibly can reduce the risk of severe injury or fatal crash. Vehicle operators can also take an online safety course on how to safely drive and ride. The DNR is also recommending driving sober, traveling in familiar areas, following all posted signs and speed regulations, and letting someone not riding with you know where you're going and when you will return. The DNR says so far this year, 17 people have been killed and ATV-UTV crashes. Partisan sample ballots for the August Wisconsin primaries are now available. Political parties narrow down their candidates for the November election during the primary. Voters are only able to vote for candidates in one party across the ballot. Residents can use their address to find their sample ballot on myvotewi.gov. You're listening to for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
The Bucks used the 23rd pick of the NBA draft in the opening round on 6'5 guard A.J. Johnson last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 19-year-old Fresno, California native played last season in the Australian National Basketball League. And for a team that's in need of a win-now player, the Bucks appear to have selected a draft and develop player, General Manager John Horst.
I mean, I really do think he has a combo mentality. Again, like, I think naturally he may grow to be a point guard someday. He really likes to get off the ball, kind of move, play off the cuts, watch a lot of his highlights, a lot of back cutting, finishing at the rim, getting out in transition. So I don't think he's a ball dominant point guard, but I do think he could end up being more of a facilitator point guard down the road.
Bucks have the third pick to start the second and final round of the draft later this afternoon. They could have their shot at a pair of Marquette players with the 33rd overall selection. Both Tyler Kolek and Oso Iguodaro failed to get picked in the opening round of the draft yesterday. Andrew Monasterio singled to drive in the winning run in the 10th inning yesterday. Brewers swept the Rangers with a 6-5 victory at AmFam Field. Jake Bowers clubbed a grand slam. Jackson Churio an inside-the-park home run. Monasterio doesn't get a lot of chances with this role, but he said it could be worse.
Anything in the big leagues is better than being in the minor leagues. It's true. Yeah, so, like, I'm ready for that, you know. Ready for any moment, whatever spot I have to feel, like, hit, whatever, I'm ready. I'm in the big leagues.
Brewers have the day off today. The Cubs are in for the weekend. U.S. Women's National Soccer Team will have a new look when they take on the world this summer in Paris. The 18-player roster has 9 new faces and will not include superstar Alex Morgan, who was left off the roster while battling an ankle injury. Tickets on sale for Packers Family Night Saturday, August 3rd. In the Midwest League, Cedar Rapids 8, Beloit 6, South Bend beat Wisconsin 5-4. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover Cashback Match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Nissan knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there. From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures. And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you. Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
The Minnesota Twins evened up their series with the Arizona Diamondbacks by earning an 8-3 win at Chase Field yesterday. Jose Miranda got the scoring started with a 3-run double in the top of the second, while Willie Castro added a 2-run home run in the fifth. Simeon Woods Richardson earned his third win after holding Arizona to 3 runs on 4 hits in 5 1/3 innings. David Festa makes his MLB debut on the mound when Minnesota will take on Arizona in the Ripper match today. The Minnesota Timberwolves picked up a pair of players during the first round of the NBA draft in Brooklyn. Minnesota began the night by trading for the number 8 pick in a deal that sent a 2031 unprotected first-round pick and a 2030 protected pick swap to San Antonio. The Timberwolves used the 8th pick to take Kentucky guard Rob Dillingham before using the 27th pick to select Illinois guard Terrence Shannon Jr. Dillingham averaged 15.2 points and 3.9 assists in 32 games with the Wildcats last year. while Shannon averaged 23 points per game with the Illini. Minnesota is scheduled to pick at 37 in the second round tonight. The Minnesota Lynx look to build off their Commissioner's Cup win when they visit the Dallas Wings at College Park Center today. The Lynx just beat the Liberty 94-89 in the Cup title game Wednesday. Minnesota's tied for second place in the WNBA at 13-3. The Brewers have the day off before hosting the rival Chicago Cubs for a weekend series. Colin Ray is scheduled to start tomorrow's series opener for the Crew, who sit atop the NL Central at 48-33. The Cubs will counter with Jameson Taillon. Chicago is last in the division at 37-44.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The zebra mussels are in a lot of lakes in the upper Midwest, and this means crystal clear waters. How does that affect fishing? It affects a lot, and I'll tell you why, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Zebra mussels do clean up the water, and in lakes the zebra mussels have really taken hold, the water is crystal clear. How does this affect fishing? Well, it means that you have to make longer casts and use lures that are very, very close to what is the forage base, and you have to use line that is very invisible, and you have to make sure that if you're using live bait, it is very active. These are just some of the things that you're going to have to deal with if you decide to fish in one of these lakes where the zebra mussels have created very clear water. So fluorocarbon line makes a really good leader from any of the line that you're using from the spool, and that's an invisible line, and in clear water that's good. Long casts, you bet, because clear water means those fish that are close to your boat are going to definitely be a little bit leery of whatever you're presenting to them. And lures that look like what they're eating, well, that's imperative, because it needs to look just like what they're feeding on, or they're not going to hit it. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Forecast for today, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day, highs upper 70s, southwest winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, 80% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. Currently across the region, we do have a mix of clouds and sun. Mondovi 65, Wabasha and Nelson at 64, Lake City 66, Pepin 62, O'Galley 61, Plum City at 60. Here at WRDN, we do have clouds 63 with Brooks and Don and the Boot Scoot Boogie. It's 8:24.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky tonk near
the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Buskin Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the Buskin Boogie. Yeah, do do si do. Come on, baby, let's go Buskin. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, Buskin Boogie. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boots, good boogie.
Jump on a drop and I do, but I don't wanna stop. Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, and Post Malone and Morgan Whalen, and I had some help, and good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that the Mondovi Public Library hosting their grand opening this Saturday for the brand new library in Mondovi. It'll happen from 10 to 3. It starts with the ribbon-cutting ceremony. There will be the open house starting at 10:30. There'll be music, food, and even refreshments, too, at the brand-new Mondovi Public Library. Their grand opening coming up this Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in Mondovi. Well, let's run down birthdays for today. fashion designer Vera Wang, celebrating birthday number 75 today. Actress Julia Duffy is 73. She's been in Shameless, Reba, The Mommies, Designing Women, and, of course, Newhart. Country singer Lori Morgan, 65 today. The Emmy Award-winning film and TV writer won an Emmy for the TV series Lost. Never knew what a smoke monster was, but he's also been part of the movies Star Trek Into Darkness and Mission Impossible 3. J.J. Abrams, 58 today. TV personality Joe Frost is 54, best known for her work on the series Super Nanny. This actor has been in the Spider-Man movies, along with The Great Gatsby and Seabiscuit. Tobey Maguire, 49 today. This actor is best known for playing Finnick Oder in The Hunger Games. Sam Claflin, 38 today. This actress is best known for playing Tara Chandler on the TV show The Walking Dead. Elena Masterson, 36 today. Also, born on this date, author and educator Helen Keller, born in the state in 1880. Actor John McIntyre, born in the state in 1907. He appeared in several films, including Honky Tonk Man and Psycho. The screenwriter wrote screenplays for several classic films, including Some Like It Hot and The Apartment. A.L. Diamond, born in the state in 1920. This Rock and Roll Hall of Fame songwriter, his credits include the hits The Magic Moment, Save the Last Dance for Me, and Viva Las Vegas. Doc Pomus, born in the state in 1925. This children's television host started his career as Clarabelle the Clown on Howdy Doody. It's Howdy Doody time. Remember that? I had that 45 of that. Hey, kids, what time is it? It's Howdy Doody time, you bet. He also became known as Captain Kangaroo. Oh, I love that show. Bob Keeshan, born in the state in 1927. You bet. Boy, my dad hated that, man. He hated that show. He hated that theme because I would be downstairs. This is WBAY-TV, Green Bay, Channel 2. We now begin our broadcast day, and there was the Captain Kangaroo theme. Yay! And finally, billionaire industrialist H. Ross Perot, born in the state in 1930. He ran for the presidency in 1992 and 1996. Celebrating birthdays today, Marjorie Heck, happy birthday, and Christian O'Keefe has a birthday today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Now featuring Wagyu beef. Oh, it's extra marbling and some great flavors as well. Because of that marbling, they have the steaks, the hamburger, and more, brand new at Durand Smokehouse. Wagyu beef. Check it out. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand today for lunch. And don't forget to use that Dairy Queen app. You'll also be able to earn rewards points and then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. And you can also visit our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful.
Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream? According to the NPD Group's National Eating Trends In-Home Database, the top 5 ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, and butter pecan. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Osseoplastics. Protect your truck investment. Get a fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseoplastics. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osseoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osseoplastics.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Forecast for today becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Highs upper 70, southeast winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows low 60s. For Friday, 80% chance of showers and storms, highs mid 70s. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs upper 70s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region this morning. Lake City 66, Mondovi 65, Wabasha Nelson 64, Pepin 62, O'Galley 61, Plum City 60. Here at WRDN, we have Sunshine 65 with George Strait and Living and Living Well. It's 8:41.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Thought that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and my sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
decent living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRVN. On the way, we're going to talk with the Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron. That's coming up next. Right now, here's Deanna Carter and We Danced Anyway. Good morning.
The summer air was heavy and sweet. You and I on a crowded street. There was music everywhere. I can see us there. In a happy little foreign town where the stars hung upside down. A half a world away. Far, far away. I remember you were. Can't go back. Well, baby, I don't believe that. Come along with me. Come on and dance with me. Well, maybe if I hold you close, baby, we could just let go of these things that tie us down. We'll come back around. You remember we were like fame. We were so in love, so in love. And the band had never heard, but we danced anyway. We never understood the words, we just sang. Oh, la 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 la. And we danced anyway.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron. Talk a little bit about the city council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us. Well, I guess first thing, let's talk a little bit about the pool. We do have some changes coming up with the pool, but we've kind of talked about this a little bit. It's because of some state law changes.
Yeah, we ended up having to resort of do the shower rooms a little bit. And the important thing was that the changes were going to be made without redoing the building, which obviously gets very expensive when you start redoing buildings. So we were able to make sure we had to add some showers in both the men's and ladies' changing areas and so on and so forth. So now there will be four full showers inside each one plus three outside showers. So last night we were put in a situation. That was the major part of the change. There was also something about where we had to do different things with the walls as far as filling in blocks because to make sure about moisture issues. The total was about $35,000 in changes. It's one of those things, anytime you do a project, you always build those contingencies in. We got about $150,000, and obviously we ended up having to use up a chunk of that. But again, as I said, there's a couple other things we've already saved like $6,000 or $7,000 on, so hopefully it all comes out in the end. Yeah.
Meanwhile, with the pump for the lift station, that is going to be replaced. Again, we've talked about this, about $34,000.
Yeah. The lift station, which is the major one that we have, is located about, if people obviously know where the Bauerbelt retread is, and then where the Pepagon Humane Society building is down in that area. This pump is, we actually replaced it just in 17, which sounds like, that doesn't sound like that long ago. We ended up going with something that we thought would, and it turned out to be almost more expensive because it was, we were having to fix it every few years at about $4,000 a time. So the decision was made to just go ahead with a different type of pump, a little bit bigger situation. The cost is going to be $34,000. But again, it should put us in a situation where the last pump we had like this lasted for 20 plus years without a major issue. So it was going to be the case. The situation to put it in is that budget, which of course comes out of the sanitary sewer budget, and so on and so forth. The amount of money we put to fix stuff, we've gone over that limit. So the council had to make an approval last night for that $34,000. And again, that is paid by the people, obviously, who use the water and sewer. It comes out of the sewer part of the budget. But again, it was a case where we felt like it was important to put a big enough pump in there so we weren't coming back every few years refurbing what we put in.
Talking with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning, the administrator had done a presentation on Madison Street and the options that the city has. He kind of talked a little bit about the worst case scenario, but if that scenario came up, I think it'd be almost like $38, $39 a month more for everybody to pay in not only property taxes, but water and sewer rates.
Yeah. What he put together was worst case scenario. What if we went to this, and obviously we're working a couple of other angles on getting the Madison Street project. One is we're talking about trying to get a community development block grant. Cedar Corporation, our engineering firm, is working on that. We're also looking at, the interest rates, if we get better interest rates, how things could help on that end. Also, the idea of possibly using the TIF district, tax incremental finance. Our TIF district is in very good financial shape. The question is, can we use some of funding through that? Because obviously that road is located in the TIF, to use some of that to help pay off some of that debt also, which should be able to help. Because again, the big thing about that is, of course, you're talking about specifically what you pay for water and sewer and so on, and that's a very direct effect. But as I said, we're looking at those and looking at all the, as I said, turning over every rock we can to make sure we're trying to get the project done, but do it as economically possible for the citizens.
And the other part of it is we have this one grant initially, but we only have a certain amount of time to get this project done before we would lose that grant.
Sure. Well, we have about to 2027. But again, that really means that we basically have two more summers to do the project. Either it's 25 or 26. Because again, we have to have the everything completed by the middle of 2027. So you're right. We are on the clock a little bit here. But again, it was a feeling of our engineering firm. We still had time to look at these other options. The one thing, of course, and the city administrator talking about, you know, the TIF option is there as we move forward and but see exactly how we put this together. And are we in a situation where we can get all this together with the idea of trying to bid it this coming winter again with work next summer.
Talking with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. From the closed session, we don't have a new administrator yet, correct?
No, we're still going through the process. As we know, we've narrowed things down. We are working with our search firm with some negotiations and so on and so forth. We're presently not set to meet again until the 10th. The possibility of a special meeting may be called once we if things can get finalized. But the council is again at this point here. We're still in that negotiating process, but we should hear shortly.
So what will happen in the interim? Because Administrator Rasmussen's done at the end of this month, correct?
No, he's actually here through the 12th of July in office through July. So at that point here, that we knew that the overlap was going to be as great as we expected, but or we wish it could be a little bit longer, but there would be just a very short overlap if everything goes according to if negotiations come the way that we're looking.
All right. Well, Mr. Mayor, again, thanks for joining us.
You betcha.
Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron, you're listening to WRDN.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that the first June Dairy Month was celebrated in Wisconsin in 1939? Dairy Month was intended to showcase the national dairy industry in the face
of drastic milk surpluses and plummeting milk prices. In 1944, Dairy Month was celebrated to promote dairy as vital to victory during World War II. Cheesemakers produce over 600 varieties, types, and styles of cheese. This message is brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union. 14 locations to serve you. WisconsinCU.org. Wisconsin Credit Union, where they say, we belong to you.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at WisconsinCU.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.